The next patient is Maria Garza, G-A-R-Z, like in Zulu A, the first name Maria. Number one, the patient is a 44-year-old Hispanic female that has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4, related to membranous nephropathy associated to SLE, period. The biopsy that was done in 2019 shows that from 70 glomeruli, 40 of them were the sclerals, and the patient has more than 70% sclerosis of the interstitium. The patient has been treated with the administration of CellCept. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the creatinine is 3. The BUN is 45. Albumin is 4.3. And the serum electrolytes are with their normal limits. Period. The CBC with a hematocrit of 31%, hemoglobin of 10.8. Period. The protein creatinine ratio is 360 milligrams per gram of creatinine compared to the last determination of 863 milligrams, period. The patient is stable. She's not a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 or the administration of Kerendia due to the fact that the GFR is consistent with the 20 mL per minute. Number two, arterial hypertension. This has been a battle with this patient because she doesn't take the medications as prescribed. And there is no point for us to continue to increase the medication that she's not going to take, period. During the visit, the patient was crying because she's tired of taking so many medications. On the other hand, she wants me to refer her to the kidney transplant program because she has kidney donors. Indeed, we are going to refer her to the kidney transplant in Tampa. However, we establish very clear the compliance is one of the conditions to be considered for transplantation. Following number, Systemic lupus erythematosus. The patient is taking Plaquenil 200 milligrams POBID, and the cell said she is asymptomatic. Following number of vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, following over seizures, taking Phentoin 300 milligrams daily. Following number secondary hyperparathyroidism related to the CKD4. Following number anemia related to CKD4. Following number overweight. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the kidney biopsy. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 5 minutes, period. In the plan, refer to the kidney transplant program in Tampa.